Hello.
Hi, my name is Joyce, and I was giving you a return call from customer support. How can I assist you this evening?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Well, I do apologize for that. My name
Okay.
is Joyce, and I was giving you a return call from customer support. How can I
Oh, yes.
assist you?
Oh, okay. It's about you have a cord and I have a cord too.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is it from New York?
Well, this is a third-party call center, ma'am, and I do see that you must have placed a call for a callback. So, how can I assist you this evening?
Oh, yes. Okay. I went on to not purchase, select for a gift. And then supposedly I only supposed paying only shipping and charge, and I supposed come to as a gift. But actually the company charged to my account for $76.68. So my bank called them and left a message for me to call me back.
Okay, what is your zip code to see if I can locate as to who is billing you, okay?
Okay, 29223.
29223. I do thank you for that information, ma'am. And what would be your first and last name?
HAEKYUNG, last name KIM.
All righty, give me one second to locate this account for you, please.
Okay.
Give me one second, ma'am. I'm still trying to locate you in my system.
Okay.
And you said the spelling of your first name starts with an H.
A-E, K-Y-U-N-G.
Okay, AEKYUNG.
H-A-E, K-Y-U-N-G.
I do apologize. I'm not locating you in my system under your first and last name.
Is it the customer service of extraordinary quality?
This happens to be a third-party call center, ma'am, that you got in contact with. Now, we do act as customer service for multiple companies who are
Oh.
online merchants and vendors.
Right. I just want to cancel it because extraordinary quality. I did not buy. I only select the items from a survey, free gift from the survey. And then I supposed to get the merchandise I want, but they only charge for shipping. But eventually they charge for the merchandise, $76.68, and they took the money out of my bank already. So my bank asked me to call them and cancel it so that I can get the money back.
Yes, ma'am.
So I called 866 number and then they said someone will call you back to leave the phone number, so that's what I left phone number.
I'm not locating you in my system under that zip code. And you did say that zip code was 29223. Is that the correct zip code?
Yes.
Well, I do apologize for that. Give me one second, please. And what is your last name, ma'am?
K-I-M, Kim.
Okay, excuse me. Miss Kim, I am not locating you in my system at all. Not under that zip code that you provided me with.
So I don't even know whether I'm going to get that merchandise from them. They took the money out of my cup, my charge,
mm-hmm.
and I never received the order confirmation. So I don't even have an order confirmed in my email.
Okay. Spell your first name. The spelling of your last name is K-I-M, Kim, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Spell your first name for me, Miss Kim.
H-A-E. K-Y-U-N-G.
Okay. Let me see if I can locate you by that. Let me see if I can locate your name in my system. And see, I'm not even pulling up your name in my system, Miss Kim. I do apologize for that. This may have been a wrong number that you actually got in contact with. Now, I'm not saying that you weren't billed for something, but it does not seem like it's in my system as to where you were billed, okay? You may want to get in contact with your credit card company and see if they can actually locate a number for you as to who
is
billing
you. That's the number I got from my bank.
And did
you? Bank call them. The name of the company is the Extraordinary Quality Company in New York.
Mm.
And I dialed, they called and they left my number.
Mm-hmm.
My bank called them.
Well, I definitely don't have you in my system. I'm not locating you at all in my system under that name. Maybe you can get back in contact with them and see if they can locate them. Another number for them, because you're not in my system, ma'am. I do apologize for that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.